请我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主，今天早晨，求你借着你的圣灵解开你话语的奥秘。主，我求你今天在这里自由的运行，在每一个神儿女心中说话做工，把你的启示显明在我们心里。听我们的祷告，靠耶稣基督的名， Amen。今天早晨，我们要继续看约翰福音第七章。
Today we'll continue to look at John chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章是非常重要一章圣经。
John chapter 7 is a very important work of scripture.
我们前两次讲过一些这里的背景。
The past two times we looked at incidents in chapter 7.
那里讲了耶稣自己个人所受的遭遇，因为他们犹太人想要杀他。
And we talked about the Jews trying to kill Jesus.
而主耶稣心里的意念，他并不是为了自己的荣耀上到耶路撒冷去过祝棚节。
And Jesus himself was hesitant to go to Jerusalem for the Feast of Tabernacles.
所以我们现在到了这里，一件重要的事情就是耶稣他实在是上去过了祝棚节。
And now we come to the point where Jesus actually goes to Jerusalem for the feast.
我们知道在祝棚节的时候，他曾经有一些非常重要的教训。
We know during the feast, Jesus had some very important teachings.
请我们看约翰福音第七章，我们读十四节到十四节到十八节。
Let us look at John chapter 7, verses 14 to 18.
请我们一起来读。
Let us read together.
到了节期，耶稣上殿里去教训人，犹太人就稀奇说，这个人没有学过，怎么明白书呢？耶稣说，我的教训不是我自己的，乃是那差我来者的。人若立志遵着他的旨意行，就必晓得这教训或是出于神，或是我凭着自己说的。人凭着自己说，是求自己的荣耀，唯有求那差他来者的荣耀。这人是真的，在他心里没有不义。这段圣经再一次说明耶稣基督他一种完全舍己的态度。
When Jesus said this, It was a sign of his self-denial.
他在这里没有求自己的荣耀。
He didn't think of himself at this time.
也没有顾及到自己的安全。
And was not concerned for his own safety.
他虽然犹太人想要杀他，却没有拦阻他不上耶路撒冷去。
Even though the Jews wanted to kill him, he really didn't want to go, but he went anyways.
他也没有为了自己的荣耀而上耶路撒冷。
And it wasn't for his own glory that he went to Jerusalem.
所以这里讲到去耶路撒冷一个非常重要的目的。
So Jesus going to Jerusalem is very important indeed.
这个目的是什么呢？
And what is this importance?
我们再看三十七节，我们就明白。
Let us look at verse 37.
我们从三十七节，我们读到三十九节。
From verse 37 to 39.
再请我一起来读。
Let's read together.
节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来。信我的人，就如经上所说。”从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。耶稣说这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。在这里我们看见耶稣发表一个最重要的宣告。
Here we see that Jesus makes a very important point.
我们看见耶稣的教训常常非常吸引人。
We see that Jesus cares about people.
他说话的时候，人就听。
When he speaks, people listen.
因为常常他说的话带有天上的启示，不同的亮光。
Because his words are divine revelation, has many different interpretations.
刚才我们看见十四节里面，耶稣上了圣殿去教训犹太人。
We see in verse 14 that Jesus taught the Jews.
犹太人非常稀奇，这个人没有学过。
The Jews were very amazed. This person has never been taught.
没有学过，怎么会有学问呢？
How did he get such learning without having studied?
所以他们下的结论说，这个人的教训怎么来的？就问耶稣说，他怎么能明白书呢？
And they said, how did this man get all this knowledge?
耶稣的话很有意思，他说，我的教训不是我自己的。
Jesus said, I do not speak on my own.
他说，乃是差我来者的。
But divinely given.
主耶稣的话里面就告诉他们说，他所有一切知识的领受，不是他自己本心所发出来，而是从神那里来。
The words Jesus said did not come from himself, but rather from the Lord.
我想我们人类的知识有三种的可能的来源。
I believe that our own origin of teachings have three sources.
有可能是自己想出来的。
The first one is we think of it ourselves.
这个就是很值钱了。
This is very valuable.
有些是从别人教导来的。
Other teachings are learned from other people.
所以我们每个人都要受教育上学校。
So that's why we all have to go to school.
有一些却是从启示从神那里来的。
And other revelations come from God.
耶稣在这里明明提到有一个来源是从父神那里来给他特别的启示。
And Jesus specifically said that his teachings come from God.
我们看见许多属灵的事情，保罗也是这样说。
Paul also said this.
保罗他的教育背景在加玛列的门下受教。
Paul in the
And
Gamaliel also received divine revelations.
保罗从加玛列的那里得的教育。
Paul was
receiving
revelations.
No, receiving teaching from Gamaliel.
Ah, was receiving teachings from Gamaliel.
加拉太书我们看一看好不好？
Let us look.
请我们看一看加拉太书第二章，第一章。
Galatians chapter 1.
第一章第十二节，保罗怎么说？
Galatians chapter 1 verse 12.
因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
Chapter 1, verse 12.
Chapter 1, verse 12 says, I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ.
如果我们看一看《使徒行传》第二十二章，就更加清楚了。
It is clarified in Acts chapter 22.
二十二章第三节怎么说的呢？保罗说：“我原是犹太人，生在基利家的大树，长在这城里，在加玛列门下，按着我们祖宗严谨的律法受教，热心侍奉神，像你们众人今日一样。”
In Acts chapter 22, verse 3, Paul says, "I am a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in the city. Under Gamaliel, I was thoroughly trained in the law of our fathers."I was just as zealous for God as any of you are today.
这里就给我们看见一个宗教教育的背景和从神那里启示是两个不同的路。
This shows to us that revelations from God come from two different paths.
所以今天我们能够认识神，许多人就这样明白，我们都是从主那里借着圣灵给我们启示，能够知道耶稣是谁。
And today as believers, we know that all revelation comes from God, that way we know who Jesus Christ is.
所以耶稣在这里说，我不是从自己出来的，乃是有一位给我启示的。
Here Jesus says,
Verse 16,
He says, My teaching is not my own, it comes from him who sent me.
你知道，很多的人在这个地方就发现他必须对耶稣做一个选择。
And a lot of people here discover that Jesus is really God's son.
我们自己每个人做学问的时候都知道，在学校里受了教育，在老师的手下有一定程度的认识。
We all know when we're in school, under the teacher's
supervision. We know to some extent.
We know to some extent.
等到你要拿 PhD 了，要拿硕士论文、博士论文，你一定要有一些创新的见解。
When we're going for the PhD or anything, we have to have acquired a certain amount of knowledge.
我们需要有一种自己所发展出来的理论。
We need to have a knowledge that we origin from ourselves.
每一个人的学问都是这样。
Everyone's learning process is like this.
所以这一位木匠的儿子耶稣，拿撒勒人耶稣，他所有的教导和众人所听见的都不一样。
But Jesus' teachings are different.
主耶稣却不说他是自己那里想出来的。
His teachings did not, he didn't think of them himself.
他是不是特别的谦虚一点说不是我有什么了不起呢？还是他真正的告诉我们说他所有的知识有不同的源头？
Was he trying to be humble when he denied his teachings didn't come from himself, or did they really come from a higher source?
只有在神那里有完全的智慧。
Only in God,
perfect knowledge.
Has perfect knowledge.
上个礼拜我在南区家庭聚会里面，我们在那里讲一点神的话语。
Last week I was at another church and we were talking about God.
我就发现神的话语没有限量。
And I discovered that God's word has
no limit.
每一次当我们读的时候，都有新的启示、新的认识在其中。
Every time we read it, we discover something new.
所以这里我们就看见主耶稣把一个不同的源头指示给我们看。
And here we see that God indeed gives us a new perspective.
现在我们来看看在祝棚节的时候主的教训是不是也是归在这一类里面。
Now let us look at
the teaching of the tabernacle.
The teaching of at the Feast of Tabernacles.
主耶稣在那里有大的宣告。
Jesus stood in the courtyard and proclaimed.
他在那里宣告说人若渴了可以到我这里来。
He stood and said in a loud voice, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
主的话不仅是一个宣告。
Jesus' word is not only a proclamation,
他也是讲到一个条件。
But it was also a condition.
他说人若渴了可以到我这里来。
He says, If you are thirsty, you can come to me and drink.
怎么样能够对这个得活水的江河呢？
How do we receive this living water?
就是必须有一个条件，当我们里面饥渴的时候。
There's a condition that we have to be thirsty.
这里也讲了一个过程。
This is a process.
三十八节我们就看见他说信他的人从经上说要从他的腹中流出活水的江河来。
He says in verse 38, whoever believes in me, as the scriptures have said, streams of living water will flow from within him.
第一个你要饥渴。
First, you have to believe in him.
No.
第一个你要饥渴。
First, you have to be thirsty.
第二，你要喝这个喝所他赐给你的活水。
And secondly, you have to accept the living water.
然后你信心的结果叫你从腹中流出活水的江河来。
And then, streams of living water will flow from you.
这里也特别讲到一个神的预备。
This here talks about God's provisions.
这个预备是什么呢？
What is this provision?
约翰在这里记载说，就是。耶稣这个话是指着信他的人要受圣灵说的。
And this provision is that this living water will only be given to those who believe in him.
所以当我们接受圣灵的时候才有活水的江河。
So only when we believe in Jesus Christ,
Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit, will we then receive the living water.
这是一般人所看见耶稣当时的宣告。
This is what a majority of people say of Jesus' teachings.
我想许多的人也接受神的教训，主耶稣的教训。
And I believe that the majority of people
接受这个教训 accept.
Also receive or accept this teaching.
礼拜六的早晨，我跟 Johnny 打电话。
He called me Saturday morning.
我就问他说，你懂不懂这段圣经讲的内容是什么？
And he asked me if I understood what this passage was talking about.
他回答的不错，他说因为在五旬节之前，圣灵还没有降临下来。
And I said, before Christ was glorified, the Spirit had not come yet.
因为五旬节圣灵才降下来。
Because only after Pentecost did the Spirit come down.
但是这里有一句非常重要的话。
But here's a very important message.
主耶稣在这里的记载，约翰特别注意到一件事情。
Jesus in the book of John made a special significance of something.
约翰特别记载说，耶稣这话第三十九节。是指信他之人要受圣灵说的，因为那时候还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得的荣耀。
In verse 39, it says, By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified.
如果大家注意中文的小字，中文的圣经的话，那里赐下圣灵几个字有小点。
If we look in the Chinese version,
英文 same thing with
English. In the English version.
那几个小点就表示说这几个字是原文没有的。
It seems to be that the Spirit had not been given. It was not yet.
原来的意思就是说还没有圣灵。
It had not been given.
It's
not yet.
也许有些人要问问题。
And here lies a problem.
怎么能说还没有圣灵呢？圣灵不是与神同等的吗？
How can we say there's no Holy Spirit?
圣灵不是在一早的时候在创世纪里面就说神的灵运行在水面上吗？
Wasn't it way back in the Old Testament when the Holy Spirit supposedly existed?
那不是说三位一体的神不是一开始就完全同时存在吗？
Wasn't the Spirit with God from the beginning?
所以很多人要问问题了。
So there's many problems.
有一位穆安德烈弟兄写了一本书非常重要。
Andrew Murray wrote a very interesting book.
这本书的名字叫《基督的灵》。
This book is called The Spirit of Christ.
在第五章里面，他特别解释这句话。
In chapter 5, he specifically addresses problem.
他说什么叫圣灵还没有？
He said, "What does it mean by the Spirit was not yet?"
他说，难道这一位创造万有天地的神，他的圣灵不存在吗？
existing.
Did he say that the Spirit of God was non-existent?
穆安德烈就特别提到一件事情，他说在新约里面，神的灵才称作圣灵。
Andrew Murray made an interesting point. He said that only in the New Testament was the Holy Spirit called the Holy Spirit.
在旧约里面，他向来称作神的灵，或者说属神的灵。
In the Old Testament, it was referred to as the Spirit of the Lord.
我们仔细的明白，仔细的看到底穆安德烈讲什么。
Let us look closely at what Andrew Murray was talking about.
现在我所要讲的是，我消化了穆安德烈所看见的，我从他领受的讲给大家听。
This is my interpretation of Andrew Murray's teaching.
其实我们每个人里面也都会有这一类的问题。
In fact, all of us should have this question.
因为以前我记得当我在讲出埃及记的时候，有一位弟兄问我一个问题。
I remember a long time ago when I was talking to a brother, he also had a question.
When I was teaching Exodus.
Oh, when I was teaching Exodus.
这位弟兄告诉我说，周弟兄，我实在很怕读旧约。
This brother said, Brother Chow, I'm very afraid of reading the Old Testament.
因为在旧约里面，神是这么可怕，这么威严，动不动就杀人。
Because in the Old Testament, God is very powerful and vengeful.
在新约里面，却是这么和蔼可亲。
But in the New Testament, he's loving and caring.
我们非常愿意相信耶稣，但是提到神，提到神的灵，我们就害怕。
We believe in Jesus, but when we talk about God's power, we are afraid.
弟兄姊妹们，这个问题是不是存在？
Brothers and sisters, is this a valid fear?
因为在旧约里面，神的灵每一次出现的时候，的确是带着大能，带着威严，带着神圣不可冒犯的那一种态度。
Because in the Old Testament, when God revealed his power, it was also in grand displays of fury, anger, and rage.
但是在新约里面，我们也有圣灵的经历。当圣灵临到我们身上的时候，我们只觉得神的同在，觉得神的可亲，觉得神的慈爱。
But in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit has been given to us, and we just experience God's loving and His caring for us and His forgiveness.
弟兄姊妹们，这里面分别在哪里
？Difference.
What's the difference between these two?
让我简单的把答案先告诉各位。
And I'll give you the simple answer first.
就是因为在新约里面，当我们经历圣灵的时候
，In the New Testament, when we were
experiencing
the Holy Spirit,
我们所经历的乃是带着耶稣基督人性的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit came with Jesus' humanity.
我特别要强调，我们不是经历圣灵的人性，而是经历耶稣的人性。
Came with not just the Holy Spirit, not came with.Not just humanity, but Jesus' humanity.
因为我们要明白一件事情。
We have to understand one thing.
在耶稣基督尚未得到荣耀之前。
Before Jesus was glorified.
或者说在耶稣尚还没有钉死，还没有复活之前。
Before he was crucified and buried.
在耶稣的身上才有完全的人性。
Only in Jesus was there...Was there the humanity?
在三位一体的神中间，因着耶稣基督的道成肉身，他穿上了人性。
God's incarnation held the full humanity of Jesus.
在神自己本性一切丰富，哥罗西书告诉我们的有形有体藏在耶稣基督里面。
It says that humanity was in Jesus.
耶稣这个人。神的生命在他的里面。
Jesus, God was within him.
这是一件从来没有人知道的事情。
This is something that no one has ever heard about.
我们不仅不能听见，想都没有想过。
It's not that we never heard of it, we never even thought of it.
但是神在耶稣里面充满了他，而神自己也穿上人性。
But in Jesus,God was in him, and his humanity was in him as also.
这是神一次的工作，还是神长远的计划？
This is God's greatest work, and his
is only one shot business, or
and is only a one shot deal.
我们如果明白神的心意，就会发现神的智慧没有限量。
If we can understand this, we can understand that his wisdom has no limit.
神要叫我们与他联合。
God wants us to
union
to be unified with Him.
不仅是借着耶稣基督一次做成了这个工作，叫我们看见与神联合的人是怎么样情形。
Only by receiving Christ can we see what it means to be unified with God.
他也要叫我们看见每一个人都能够像耶稣一样成为神所喜悦的人。
He wants all of us to be like Jesus.
这里面就有一个步骤必须做的。There's one step.
This is one of the steps.
那就是要让圣灵住在你我的心里面。
And this is to let the Holy Spirit dwell within our hearts.
而这一位圣灵当他来的时候，
And when this Holy Spirit comes,
穿上了耶稣的生命和形象。
It is clothed with the humanity of Jesus.
我们常常讲三位一体，三位一体。
We often talk about
the triune God.
Oh, the Trinity.
当耶稣还没有降到地上来的时候
，When Jesus hasn't come to the earth yet,
我们不明白，神也没有办法证明给我看他所需要的人是怎么样的情形。
We could not see what God really wanted of us.
亚当是神所创造的
Adam was created in God's image.
但是他没有彰显出神所要的人那个表现。
But he did not realize what God truly wanted of him.
他的失败反而证明人堕落以后一般的现象。
When he fell, mankind fell as well.
所以我们所看见这个亚当的榜样都是失败的榜样。
So when we look at Adam's example,
看你看我看我们每一个认识的人看我们的父母看我们的师长看我们所敬仰的人都是一样。
We see everyone reflected as Adam.
所以我说在耶稣基督来到地上以前没有人能够明白神要怎么样的人。
So I emphasize that before Jesus came, no one knew what God really expected of them.
所以我们个人都随心所欲个人做自己所要做的事情个人以为自己就是神自己最好。
And that's why we made ourselves into gods and we did whatever we pleased.
但是弟兄姊妹，我再说，当耶稣来到地上以后，神的工作是不是就已经完成了呢？
But I ask, after Jesus came to earth, was God's work done?
在耶稣基督里面，不错，神的工作已经做成。
Of course, in Jesus, God's work was done.
所以有一首诗歌说，哥哥他的十字架，若是你不接受耶稣的话，他的救恩还不能成就在你的身上。
There's a song. Mm-hmm.That says,
if you do not receive Christ, the work of God, Golgotha will not be complete.
If you do not receive Christ, the work of God will not be complete.
弟兄姊妹们，神在耶稣的身上工作已经成功。
Brothers and sisters, in Jesus, God's work was complete.
因为这个人，我们看他在地上的表现，连那些审判他的人都说，在这个人身上没有罪来，我查不出有什么罪。
Because in Jesus, no one could find any sins or faults.
不仅查不出他有什么罪。
There was not a single sin on him.
并且神父神几次从天上说话。
Not only that, God also spoke from heaven on many occasions.
他说，这是我的儿子，我所喜悦的。I'm well pleased in him.
This is my son with whom I am well pleased.
弟兄姊妹们，若是今天我们能够得到自己父母的称赞，我想我们非常快乐。
If today we can receive the praises from our Father, we would be very happy.
这一位拿撒勒人耶稣，神的儿子，得到父神的称赞。
When Jesus was on earth, he received praise from his Father.
他说：“这是我所喜悦的。”
This is my
what I'm pleased.
This is I am well pleased.
所以你看，耶稣他在地上的生命被父神完全接纳。
When Jesus was on earth, he lived a very holy life.
他为我们舍命，为我们流血，为我们死在十字架上面。
He was brought low for us and crucified and died for us.
所以，当主耶稣复活之后，父神就接他进入荣耀。
And so, after Jesus died, God glorified him.
当这样进入荣耀之后
，After glorification,
主耶稣就成了万王之王、万主之主，天上地下没有一个名不要向他臣服的。
And after his glorification, there was...
He was glorified. It takes the name above all names.
Oh, after Jesus was glorified, he was the name above all names.
圣经里面说，神把他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
The scripture says, Jesus was lifted up high and given all power.
弟兄姊妹们，你看见耶稣这个人在父神心意中是何等的叫他满足。
We see while Jesus was alive,
他的生命在父神的心中何等的满足 how God is satisfied.
His life was satisfactory to God.
但弟兄姊妹们，神是不是只要一个耶稣就得到心满意足呢？
Does God only need one Jesus to satisfy him?
不，圣经里面告诉我们说，他要叫许多的儿子都进入荣耀。
No, God wants many sons
to be glorified.
To be glorified.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这就是为什么我们今天基督徒在神的心目中间是这样重要。
This is why, as believers today, we are so important to God.
因为我们是首先答应神的呼召，让他做工在我们身上。
Because being believers, we enable God to do His work in us.
好叫他在我们身上得着荣耀，叫我们能够满足父神的心愿，叫我们被接到荣耀里去。
And in doing His work in us, only then can we be glorified.
这是我们所知道的道理，对不对？
Isn't this
what
we understand?
但是我们缺少一个条件。
But there's one thing.
缺少圣灵。
We lack the Holy Spirit.
父神怎样把他的灵放在耶稣基督里面？
God put the Holy Spirit in Jesus.
叫耶稣能活出神所要的满足的形象。
And in this, Jesus was able to fulfill God's will for him.
现在圣灵也必须在你我每一个人的里面。
And right now, the Holy Spirit is in each one of us.
好叫我们活出神所要我们活的生命。
And only in this way can we do what God wants us to do.
弟兄姊妹们，但是圣灵来了，这一位圣灵不是旧约里面大能的灵。
And this Holy Spirit is not the Holy Spirit of the Old Testament.
这一位圣灵是耶稣的灵。
This is the Holy Spirit of Jesus.
因为当神的灵那一次进到拿撒勒人耶稣里面与他联合的时候。
Because when the Holy Spirit entered Jesus of Nazareth and became one with him,
当耶稣复活，神的圣灵也把耶稣的人性完全带到丰满里面，进入天上与他联合。
When Jesus was glorified, the Holy Spirit was also glorified with him and his humanity.
在得着荣耀的耶稣的身上，那个人性的表现是神所最悦纳的。
The humanity
of Jesus is revealed in the Holy Spirit to us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们永远不能明白，在那个从贞女玛利亚所生下来的肉身，对于神有多大的意义。
We cannot fully comprehend this son born to Mary.
一直要明白，一直要经历，在我们身上，神给我们大能的改变，我们才能明白耶稣的基督的价值。
It's only when we are being transformed.
It's only when we are being transformed through the Holy Spirit can we fully understand Jesus.
我不知道我讲的弟兄姊妹是不是明白。
I don't know if you all understand.
我平常不大喜欢重复，但是我必须要再重复。
I did not want to repeat, but I have
to. I didn't want to repeat it, but I have to.
这里有好几个步骤。
There are a lot of things here.
第一个步骤，神自古永远的存在。
The first one is God.
Pre-existent.
God's pre-existed.
第二个步骤是人的堕落。
And the second one is man's sin.
如果你在第三个步骤是耶稣基督来拯救世人。
The third one is Jesus came to save us.
如果你在耶稣基督来跟人的堕落中间，你可以加上一个律法，没有办法改变人的实验。
Between the second and the third step.
那是一个律法的时代。
Law, time of law.
Oh, there's a time of law.
律法证明不能改变人到神满足。
And this law was by no means salvation.
所以当耶稣基督来的时候
So when Jesus came
这是在耶稣基督个人身上神最伟大的工作实现了
And Jesus was God's greatest work
现在第四个步骤神要差遣圣灵来
And in the fourth step the Holy Spirit will come
而这一位圣灵是带着丰满耶稣人性的圣灵
And the Holy Spirit will come clothed in Jesus' full humanity
我怎么样讲这件事情呢
How can I speak of this?
有些人他，比如说我们今天受了教育。
Some people say today we
educated.
Are educated.
有些人受了非常高的教育。
And some people are very highly educated.
我就记得，我就这样想，一个人衣锦荣归，比如说他拿了博士学位，衣锦荣归的时候。
And when a person gets his diploma?
Yeah, whatever.
他回到父母的面前。
He'll go before his parents.
我们每个人都知道他今天拿到了一个荣耀的学位。
And everyone will know he got a diploma today.
但是这一个人是不是 还像从前一样在他父亲的面前是一个可惜爱的儿子呢？
But doesn't this person have to be a loving son before his parents?
所以有些时候我们说哎呀这个人拿了这么多学位以后人就变了。
And sometimes we say, oh, this person after getting all these degrees has changed.
但是有些时候我们说，哎，这个人虽然有这么大的学问，但是他还是跟以前一样。
And other times we say, although this person has many degrees, he's still the same.
所以你说到底人一样还是不一样
？So are we the same or are we different?
圣灵，神的灵也是这样。
The Holy Spirit is like this also.
当他没有穿上耶稣基督的人性的时候，他本来就是神。
When he was without Jesus' humanity, he was God.
但是当他穿上耶稣基督的人性以后，
But after he had Jesus' humanity,
他变成那么样的可亲，那样的可爱，那样的完全像耶稣。
And after he became clothed with Jesus' humanity, he became the Holy Spirit of love and peace.
只是他没有人的身体。
The only problem was he did not have man's body.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这一位神的灵把人性结合在他的里面，当这一位圣灵进到我们里面的时候，
So when the Holy Spirit with humanity is looking, enters into us,
在我们身上要发生什么事情？
What happens to us?
弟兄姊妹们，我们再想一想。
Let us think.
我们所接受的圣灵跟耶稣里面的灵又不完全一样。
The Holy Spirit inside of us and the Spirit inside of Jesus is not exactly the same.
耶稣所得到的灵是神自己的灵，神自己的生命。
The Spirit of Jesus was the Spirit of God.
但是我们所接受的圣灵，
But the Spirit we have
不仅是神的生命，
is not only God's Spirit,
也是耶稣的生命，
but also that of Jesus.
这一位荣耀的耶稣，得着荣耀的耶稣也在我们的里面。
This is why
glorified Jesus also.
We glorify Jesus all the time.
那位降卑得荣耀的耶稣在我们的里面。
Because the glorified Jesus is inside of us.
Once humbled.
The glorified Jesus who was once humbled
is, 也在我们的里面。
Is inside of us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你记不记得当你得救的时候你怎么祷告的？
So do you remember how you prayed when you were first saved?
你说主耶稣啊，我愿意接受你做我的救主。
Said Jesus, I want you to be my Lord and Savior.
第二句话你说圣灵啊，求你来住在我的心里。
And then you said, Holy Spirit, come and live inside of me.
为什么你求耶稣又求圣灵呢？
Why did you ask for Jesus and the Holy Spirit?
因为当圣灵来的时候，在新约里面来的时候，他就是荣耀的基督。
Because in the New Testament, when the Holy Spirit came, he was Jesus.
只是没有身体。
Only without a body.
弟兄姊妹，听见了没有？
Did we hear all this?
我们经历了没有？
Do we understand?
当我们接受基督的时候，接受就是接受圣灵。当我们接受圣灵的时候，就是接受耶稣在我们的里面。
When we accept Jesus, we also accept the Holy Spirit. And when we accept the Holy Spirit, we also accept Jesus.
从前我们不是说三位一体的神不能分吗？
Before we said that the Holy Trinity could not be separated.
从前我们是说父神的灵、耶稣的生命、圣灵不是三位一体不能分吗？
Didn't we used to say that the Holy Spirit, Jesus, and God the Father were could not be separated?
现在不仅在外面的形象上不能分，在里面的生命性情上面更是不能分了。
And outwardly, it can't be divided, and how so when it's internal?
完全一样。
It's exactly the same.
所以主耶稣说，我去了，就要差遣，就要求父，另外差一位保惠师到你那里。
That's why Jesus said,
我要求父。
I'm going to ask the Father.
I'm going to ask the Father
让他另外差遣一位保惠师，就是真理的圣灵住在你们的里面。
To let the Holy Spirit dwell inside of you.
他要把一切授予我的指教你们。
He wants to
teach you of all that we receive from me.
He wants to teach us all that he received from God.
圣灵从耶稣接受了什么？
What did the Holy Spirit learn from God?
我们以为说，圣灵反正都知道耶稣的事情。
We say, oh well, the Holy Spirit knows everything about Jesus anyway.
圣灵从耶稣接受了他完全的人性。
The Holy Spirit received from Jesus all of Jesus' humanity.
所以这位耶稣是这样的可亲，这位圣灵也是同样的可亲。
Because all of Jesus is
amiable. Amiable.
He's amiable?
Yeah, so is the Holy Spirit.
Oh, so is the Holy Spirit.
当我们亲近圣灵的时候，求圣灵来住在我们里面的时候，就是耶稣自己，如同他自己。完全是他自己今天来到地上跟我们说话一样。
So when we accept the Holy Spirit, it is as we are accepting Jesus right now with us.
这一位圣灵再不能跟耶稣分开。
This Holy Spirit can never be separated from Jesus.
所以耶稣的人性今天在我们里面。
So Jesus is in fact inside of all of us.
为什么你发现当你信耶稣之后你有爱呢？
How come
when you believe in Jesus,
when you believe in Jesus
你有了不同的爱呢？
You have a different kind of love.
为什么你信了耶稣之后，你里面有一个圣洁的要求呢？
How come after you receive Jesus inside, you have a different kind of
holiness?
因为耶稣在你的里面。
Because Jesus is inside of you.
耶稣怎么会在你的里面？
How can he be inside of you?
借着圣灵。
Because of the Holy Spirit.
为什么有了圣灵就是有了耶稣？
The only reason there's a Holy Spirit is because there's a Jesus.
因为耶稣的人性已经完全跟圣灵交织在一起。
Because Jesus and the Holy Spirit are now combined into one.
他们不能分。
They are not separable.
所以当他们进到我们里面的时候，我们也跟他们不能分。
And when the Holy Spirit and Jesus comes inside of us, we cannot be separated from them.
弟兄姊妹们，从前我讲过父神与他的儿子如何的不可分。
I spoke before on how a father and son cannot be separated.
今天真正相信主、接受圣灵的人，圣灵和我们也不能分。
And now, as we accept Jesus, we and Jesus and the Holy Spirit cannot be separated as well.
实在不能分。
Cannot be separated.
我们若是痛苦，圣灵与我们一同忧伤。
When we have troubles, the Spirit hurts along with us.
有些时候，圣灵在我们里面担忧的时候，我们就坐立不安。Sometimes the Holy Spirit was uneasy in us.
Sometimes the Holy Spirit is uneasy within us.
我们也就坐立不安。
And we are also are restless.
弟兄姊妹们，这是今天救恩给我们的经历啊。
This is the Holy Spirit that God has given us today.
我今天为什么讲这样的信息？
Why do I want to speak on this today?
一方面是为了真理的缘故。
The first one is for
for the truth, for doctrine.
For the doctrine.
穆安德烈所说的话。很多的人忽略了。
Andrew Murray's teachings, many people misunderstand.
穆安德烈的话就是使徒约翰在这里强调要我们知道的。
He says,
What John the Apostle wants.
John the Apostle wants.
我们也忽略了使徒约翰的话。
We also believe in John's words.
所以当五旬节降临，他自己约翰使徒约翰完全经历到圣灵的时候。
So when
John the Apostle experienced.
When John the Apostle received the Holy Spirit at Pentecost,
他认识的是耶稣。
He recognized it as Jesus.
感谢神，今天每一个经历圣灵的人都认识耶稣。
Praise the Lord that every believer today can recognize Jesus.
为什么我要讲今天要讲这些信息？
Why do I want to speak on this today?
因为我盼望弟兄姊妹们对于神的预备有更深的认识。
Because I want everyone to have a deeper appreciation of God's wisdom and provisions.
神把圣灵赐给我们，这是极大的恩典啊。
God gave us His Son and His Holy Spirit.
我也盼望因着我们头脑里的明白，我们知识性的明白，会叫我们产生更大的渴望，渴慕 thirst.
Also, I hope that this will build in each of us a deeper thirst for Jesus.
主耶稣说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来。”
He said, "If you are thirsty, come to me."
我们渴什么呢？
What are we thirsty for?
我们到底渴望的是什么呢？
What are we thirsty for?
我不晓得。
I don't know.
昨天晚上我在对自己再做一次检查，我渴望什么？
Last night I asked myself, what am I thirsty for?
我对自己说，我渴望的是一个大的工作吗？
Do I thirst for a large ministry?
我是不是渴望许多人跟随呢？
Do I thirst for a lot of people to follow me?
但是我看见许多的人，他们有大的教会，并不快乐。
But I've seen that people with large churches aren't happy.
很多的时候，弟兄姊妹们不能真正爱主，不能真正跟随神的话，教会越大，侍奉主人担子越重。
The more people there are, I've noticed that they are less apt to follow God and listen to His word.
结果侍奉主的人把重担都往身上背。
They carry the burdens on themselves.
我渴望大的工作吗？
Do I want a large ministry?
我还是渴望大的名声呢。
Or do I want my name to be
well-known? 名声对我有什么意义呢？
What good is a famous name?
许多时候出去人家说，周弟兄，我们认识你，我都想想很不好意思，因为我不认识他。
Oftentimes when I go out and they say, Brother Chow, I know you, and I'm embarrassed because I don't know them.
今天早上陆姊妹来到这里，她说，周弟兄你好吗？我不认识她，因为她头发样子剪掉了。
Today,
Sister Lou
said, Pastor Chow, how are you doing? I didn't recognize her because she had a haircut.
我们要的是什么？
What do we want?
要的是你说钱财吗？
Do we want money?
钱财多了我往哪里花？我用在什么地方？
But if I have all this money, what am I going to spend it on?
弟兄姊妹们，当我们在这样主的面前寻求的时候，
When we come before the Lord,
除非我完全自暴自弃，
Only if I put myself,
completely reject myself,
if I completely reject myself,
不然我就必须承认。Otherwise, I have to agree.
Otherwise, I have to agree.
世界上除了耶稣之外，没有真正叫我喜乐满足的。
There's nothing on this earth that can satisfy us except Jesus.
如果不是里面产生更大的渴望，
This will build us a deeper thirst for us.
我怎么会抛弃一切看得见的好处来寻求这位圣灵在我里面的充满？
How can I
seek for the fullness
of the Holy Spirit?
弟兄姊妹们，你想要什么？
Brothers and sisters, what do you want?
我盼望神的话语给我们更大的渴慕。
I hope that the Lord's word will give us a deeper thirst.
为什么我们没有圣灵的能力？
Why do we have the Holy Spirit?
因为我们不渴。
Because we are not thirsty.
我们吃了别的东西吃饱了。
Because we are full with other things.
再有一个目的。
Another purpose is,
我希望因着约翰福音第七章的话，
I hope to learn from John chapter 7,
叫我们容易明白圣灵的工作，
to understand God's work,
好叫我们能够欣赏之外能够与他合作，
and not only to understand but to do his work with him,
让圣灵来充满我们，
to let the Holy Spirit come and fill us up,
不要惧怕圣灵的工作。Do not be afraid.
Do not be afraid of doing His work.
让你对他说你的饥渴。
Give Him your thirst.
让他来充满你。
Let Him fill you up.
让这个活水的泉源从你里面涌出来。
Let the living water flow forth from you.
你会发现。
You will discover.
当你这样寻求圣灵的丰满的时候。
When you are filled with the glory of God.
你里面生命能够流出去给别人。
The living water will flow out of you and to other people.
在你身上如果流出圣灵来，
Only if the living water flows from you,
别人就要遇见耶稣，
other people will come to know and accept Christ,
让他们饥渴得以饱足，
and to let their thirst be satisfied,
让他们一起来寻求神，
and also to let them come and worship the Lord.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
身在神丰富的智慧，你的踪迹何其难寻，你的道路何其难测。主啊，但是赞美你，借着你已经成就的事实，叫我们知道你怎样借着道成肉身来到地上，在神儿子拿撒勒人耶稣基督里面，叫人看见父神的荣耀。主啊，因着你这样，你吸引许多门徒跟随你。主啊，但更是因为你为我们舍命流血，死在十字架上面，你得到了荣耀。那一位得着荣耀的耶稣今天在圣灵里面，圣灵啊，满有耶稣基督的人性来亲近我们。主，纪念我们是何等的软弱，何等污秽不堪的罪人，若不是带着耶稣的人性，主啊，我们对于这位灵圣灵是何等的害怕，因为他是圣洁没有瑕疵没有办法让我们罪人瞻仰的。主，但是今天因为耶稣的工作，圣灵已经取了他的生命和形象，今天来亲近我们，让我们觉得你是那样的可亲，我们也愿意来爱你。圣灵，求你充满我们，照着耶稣的应许，你说信他的人要从他腹中流出活水的江河来。赞美耶稣，我们感谢你，我们敬拜你。哈利路亚，愿你把更大的渴慕赐给你的儿女，让我们每一个人都觉得我们饥渴，我们要你。听我们的祷告，靠耶稣基督的名。